Welcome back to the Live AD 33 podcast, where we want to live in view of the cross of Christ and give current events eternal perspective. I'm your host, George Helowa. You know, I've had the privilege of being in ministry in some form or another for about 20 years, and I'm always blessed to look back and see where God has taken me and how he put me where he wanted me to be. And what's interesting, upon reflection, you know, they say hindsight's 20/20, is to see how many times I was the best person for the job. Now, don't hear what I'm not saying. I don't mean that arrogantly, but it's just interesting to see how my ability to relate with certain people because of my background, or even in some cases, a familial relationship, or any number of factors. On hindsight, I realized, you know, somebody else could have done what I did, but they probably couldn't have done it the way I did it, and maybe as efficiently as I did it. And I'm grateful for God because he's put me in positions to do some pretty amazing things. And when he was done, he moved me on to something else. And even now, I find that where I am serving in ministry, mainly with young adults, and the journey God took me on is something that resonates so well with so many of them that I get to speak directly to them in a way that maybe somebody else might not have. And so what that looks like to me is that I was the right person in the right place at the right time. And today on the podcast, that's exactly what we're going to talk about. We're going to look at the book of Esther, and we're going to talk about being who God wants you to be where you are right now. I think you'll be blessed. I think you'll be encouraged. And I hope that when you come to the other side of this, you realize that God has something special for you because you're the right person for it. So let's take a listen. Hey, everybody. It's Pastor George back to give current events eternal perspective. Have you ever found yourself in the wrong place at the wrong time? Chances are you have if you've ever had something happen that just seemed like bad luck or bad timing. That fender bender that could have been avoided if you just managed to leave on time. The time you were walking on the sidewalk when a passing car sprayed you as it passed through a puddle. Now, you probably have your own story. In fact, it's possible we remember being in the wrong place at the wrong time more than we remember being in the right place at the right time. See, we easily forget when things went our way just because we happened to be somewhere at some time, like being the next car when someone in the drive-thru decided to pay for the car behind them, or bumping into someone at the store that led to a relationship that changed your life. So why do you think that is? Well, chances are, it's because we tend to focus on the negative more than the positive. We tend to remember when bad stuff happens to us more than the good stuff. And we tend to look at circumstances as conspiring against us instead of going our way. 2020 has been quite a year. And it's easy for any of us to feel like we're in the wrong place at the wrong time all the time. We can look at what's happening around us, or even to us in some cases, and wonder, why do these kinds of things seem to keep happening? But what if we started thinking that we are, in fact, in the right place at the right time? That we're right where God wants us, whether we realize it or not? And more specifically, what if we started realizing that we're the right person in the right place at the right time? See, it'd be so easy to look at the world around us and think that someone should really do something about it. But it's another thing to start to think that I should be the one to do something about it. Now, many of us are praying that God will work powerfully in the midst of everything, but we don't always realize that he did do something when he placed us here. Because the reality is that we have been prepared for such a time as this. Now, as Christians, the Bible tells us that we are more than conquerors. But as the church, the body of Christ, that even the gates of hell will not stand against us. So as the world struggles with fear and anger, the people of God, the church, can faithfully hold up the light of Jesus Christ, a light of hope and peace that Jesus says will draw people to himself. In these days of darkness, we can shine even brighter if we choose to step up to the challenge and realize that we're the right people in the right place at the right time. Now, the Bible tells the story of Esther, a young woman whose beauty gained the affection of King Xerxes of Persia. Esther was a Hebrew, and her cousin Mordecai was a servant of the king. In time, an evil man in the king's court named Haman plotted against the Jewish people, determining to wipe them out, simply because he was mad at Mordecai. And Haman used his leverage with the king to get him to agree that all the Jews should be killed, And at this time, the king did not realize that his most trusted servant and his own queen were both Jewish. So Mordecai implored Queen Esther to intervene on behalf of her people. He asked her to use her position to speak to the king to beg for mercy for the Jews. But Esther has a problem here. She could only appear to the king if she was summoned, and she rarely was. She told her cousin, "All the king's officials and even the people in the provinces know that anyone who appears before the king in his inner court without being invited is doomed to die unless the king holds out his gold scepter. And the king has not called for me to come to him for 30 days. Now, Esther, like a lot of us when faced with overwhelming challenges, finds every reason why it won't work. She really doesn't see herself as the one who is in a position to be the voice of her people. But Mordecai reminds her of the stakes. Don't think for a moment that because you're in the palace, you will escape when all the other Jews are killed. If you keep quiet at a time like this, deliverance and relief for the Jews will arise from some other place, but you and your relatives will die." So Mordecai reminds Esther that she has as much to lose as anyone, and that her privilege and her position ultimately won't protect her. If she remains silent, everyone loses. But if she speaks up, lives could be saved. And then Mordecai asks Esther a question that changes the whole story. "Who knows if perhaps you were made queen for just such a time as this?" Now, reflecting on everything that brought them to this point, Mordecai points out that maybe the reason Esther is in the position she's in during this difficult and terrible time is that she can say something. Who better to speak up for the Jewish people than a Hebrew queen married to the king? She is the right person in the right place at the right time. And Esther takes Mordecai's words to heart, deciding, as scary as it might be, that she will go in to see the king. To which she says, "If I must die, I must die. And better to speak up with the chance of change than to keep silent and everybody suffers." Now, if you know the story, then you know that Esther is successful in her appeals. The king receives her, and at her request makes it possible for the Jewish people to withstand the order to wipe them out. Their enemy, Haman, he suffers for his arrogance and his treachery. And in the end, Esther's boldness led the Jews not just to survive, but to thrive. The point is this. Church, we are made for such a time as this. Like Esther, we cannot avoid or ignore what's going on around us because it does affect us. Philippians reminds us that we are supposed to be children of God without blemish in the midst of a crooked and twisted generation, among whom that we shine as lights in the world. As the world gets darker, it's up to us to shine even brighter. For every time that we've considered what's going on in the world and told ourselves someone should do something about it, we actually need to consider that we should be the ones to do something about it. Because, like Esther, fear, position, and privilege won't make the problem go away. If we don't say something or do something, nothing will change. As the famous saying goes, the only thing necessary for the triumph of evil is for good men to do nothing. This is why we're here. The right people in the right place at the right time. But what do we say? And what do we do? And how do we keep from adding to the noise? Well, that's simple. We keep going back to the source of light and truth, the clearest thing we have, the gospel. The gospel actually makes the world make sense. It answers the questions of man's wickedness and offers a solution in Jesus. It's the only place that offers us any real hope, and that proves that every life truly does matter. Only something as honest and real a message as the gospel of Jesus Christ has the clarity to cut through the static noise of confusion and hate. Now remember, we are Christ's ambassadors. God is making his appeal through us. We speak for Christ when we plead, "Come back to God." And while there's no guarantee that everyone will respond, even if we do believe it's the answer for everyone, if even one person makes a decision for Christ because we spoke up, then it will be worth it. If we remain silent, everyone loses. But if we speak up, lives could be saved. And as far as what we do, that's easy. Love our neighbors. Show them that you see them with God's eyes. And Mr. Rogers famously gave advice to children about coping in difficult times when he said, "When I was a boy and I would see scary things in the news, my mother would say to me, 'Look for the helpers. You will always find people who are helping.'" So that's great advice, but it's an even greater call to those of us in the church to be those helpers, to be the people our neighbors can look to in difficult times, and the ones putting the faithfulness and provision of God on full display. And as we're faithful to God by loving our neighbors, our actions and our words create the right place and the right time for the ones God brings across our path to hear and receive the message of eternal hope in Jesus Christ. Now, it's often said of first responders that they rush in while others rush out. And that should be our heart as well, that when everyone feels like they're in the wrong place at the wrong time, that we know it's the right place for us in that moment. When Jesus prayed for his followers, including us, he said to God the Father, "I'm not asking you to take them out of the world, but to keep them safe from the evil one." And then he says, "Just as you sent me into the world, I am sending them into the world." And while this world is often a difficult and a dangerous place, we're reminded that he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world. So be bold. Speak the truth in love. Do unto others as you would have them do for you. Don't be afraid of the negative consequences, because you know that the reward far outweighs the risk. And don't lose sight of the fact that you are right where God wants you to be. And not just in the right place at the right time, but you are the right person, a child of God made for such a time as this. If not you, then who?
Thanks for tuning in to the Live 8033 podcast, where we do want to give current events eternal perspective. If you have any thoughts, if you have anything you want to share with us, go ahead and email us at live8033@gmail.com. Our music today is by Lee Rosevere. You can find his stuff online at freemusicarchive.org. And as always, my name is George Helowa, committed to bringing you the Word of God in these crazy times, that we might walk with God and be encouraged by it and live by it. We'll see you soon.